Yeah, 101X Morning X, Nick and Dick here, except Jason's out sick again. That's fine. Nick going to do some solo radio, but don't worry. There's reasons for you to stick around other than that, because we also have Tom Segura tickets, and I will give out the keyword that you need to win tickets to his show going on in San Antonio later on. Pretty sure it's a long time away. Anyway, not important, Nick. Figure out the date later, but right now, tease them with the tickets and then ask them about today's Morning X, Burning X question. You go vote at 101X Morning X, and this one I'm doing specifically because Jason is out sick today and I can't get pushback on it too much. But we got into an argument, not sure if it was on air or off air, about Dolly Parton being the new Betty White. She was scheduled to play the Cowboys halftime show over Thanksgiving, which everybody agreed it was awesome. The best thing to happen on a football field this entire weekend. And that includes Texas versus Texas Tech. I know. Those are their opinions. I still enjoyed that Texas Tech game. But Dolly Parton blew the show away at the Cowboys Stadium. And I had said that she is the new Betty White. And that once Betty White died, she had to pass on the torch of, I keep wanting to say America's grandma, but that's not quite right. It's like America's wacky older aunt with white hair that we all root for and want to protect, mostly from the Grim Reaper. And so I said that Dolly Parton is a new one, and Jason said that's an insult. So we want you to know, is it an insult? Is calling Dolly Parton the new Betty White an insult to A, Dolly Parton, B, Betty White, C, neither, or D, B, Arthur? Always have to have a comedy answer D in there. Although I feel like it's Estelle Getty. Anyway, not going to get into a Golden Girls fight here. I think that's totally acceptable. I think that you're not comparing the fact that Dolly Parton is one of country music's or just music's greatest singers, and Betty White was arguably not the best Golden Girl. It's about how the pop culture and people view her. And I think that everybody, once we saw Dolly Parton, because there was the whole Miley Cyrus thing where they were teaming up to do Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She played at the University of Tennessee's big game a couple weeks ago. But I think it was the fact that we were all sitting there tripping on the tryptophan after Thanksgiving, and we all obviously tuned in to watch the real America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, and Dolly Parton showed up, and it was like, oh my God, she's great. I love her. We must protect her from the Grim Reaper. Why is she holding on to that weird star thing? Yeah, it's because she's old. She's like 77, guys. It's fine. She's still a spry 77, so she'll be able to fight off death for a long time. But I think that she is the new Betty White, and I want to know if you guys agree with me. 835-1015, feel free to call or text. Am I on something? Am I crazy? Is it an insult to Dolly Parton to call her the new Betty White?
The Morning X.
Hulu from SA tweets at 101X Morning X and says, so what happened? Jason got on a lucrative role and couldn't leave, or is it another airplane floor hot dog situation? My vote is airplane floor hot dog situation. Jason was in Vegas, decided to take him and his lady friend Bumbleina out there for a little post-Thanksgiving vacation getaway to see Kesha. And Julio, I think that if Jason had a lucrative Walt role and he won enough money to quit radio forever, you would know about it on his Instagram. You know my guy loves to sit there and take obnoxious IG photos of a chip stack that none of us really know what the color combinations mean with the dollar amounts. I don't know. It's a whole bunch of oranges and greens. That could be $1 million. It could be 12. Nobody knows. No, he did not do that. He is sick. And I know you all were coming back hoping to hear a fun story of, Jason and Bumbleina spending 3 to 4 days in Vegas. They're going to have lots of stories of arguments, fighting, things of that nature. Surely that trip together will trigger a who's the a-hole. Well, you're going to have to wait a little bit for Jason to recover. But in the meantime, here is a classic who's the a-hole where Bumbleina had the audacity to pay for a drink that she did not finish.
Morning X. Rewind.
It's time for America's newest favorite game show, Who's the Ass?
Who is he?
He's an ass, sir.
I'm the ass in the blonde space, right? I'm the ass.
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
And now, here's your host, Jason Dick.
The first Who's the A-hole in the new era, Morning X with... to be determined. Mm-hmm. I've been off stocking up who's the a-holes for like 8 months now. So I got a significant
that's all you've been doing.
I got a significant backlog, and so many of them, I feel bad about this, but not too bad. So many of them are my perfect girlfriend, Bumbleina, who I have no objections with except for the objections that I will lay out over a
She's
course.
She's still with you?
Of course. What are you talking
After
about?
Months of you just being yes. around the house, not yes. being able to leave to go to work?
Yes. First of all, there was not any just being around the house, okay? Your guy was out pounding the pavement, still trying to grind out a living, mm-hmm. all right? Just wasn't making radio jokes, okay? So, Who's the A-Hole is a segment where I've obviously been wronged. I explain to you how I've been wronged, and then oftentimes you guys vote against me in a poll at 101X Morning X on Twitter. This was actually just this last Saturday. Me and Bumbleina were meeting a friend for some brunch on Saturday. We went to a local reference, Counter Cafe. You ever go to Counter Cafe?
No, but I would have loved an invite.
There's a couple locations, including one by campus, and we definitely were like, it's move-in day at UT. We should go to the campus location. And so the parking was an absolute nightmare. I dropped Bumbleina off at the front and said, go get us on the list, and then drove two blocks away to park. This has nothing to do with the
sure.
a-holeness, okay?
Sure.
I'm just laying the groundwork, okay? Was I a little miffed that after walking two blocks through the 104-degree heat, I walk in and see that she has gotten a table, which was excellent news, but already has a mimosa. She's already, I'm walking to from the car and she's already drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's brunch. All right. No need to wait for me. We met a friend there and said friend ordered a Bloody Mary at first. The first of many drinks that would come to this table. And Bumbleina sees the Bloody Mary and she goes, I want that. And I was like, order a Bloody Mary. That's fine. She backed up her mimosa with a Bloody Mary. You know what they say, mimosa then Mary, have no...
Don't be wary.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Sailor's delight.
Yeah. Anyway, we get skip to the end of the meal. We're getting the check, and I didn't say anything, okay? Mm-hmm. Did I look over and judgingly glare at the fact that she had drinking about 12% of this Bloody Mary? Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I don't know. But she like leans over to me and she goes, "Hey, I'm gonna Venmo you $12 for the Bloody Mary because I didn't drink it." And I said, "What?" And she said, "I'm gonna pay you for this Bloody Mary because I don't like it. I don't want to finish it." And I'm so. I, just to be clear here, I'm paying for everything, okay?
Yeah.
I'm paying for all the stuff. She could have leaned
including
over.
Including the friend that you're with, or just you and Bumbleina?
No, just
okay.
her.
I don't know if you're trying to still make everybody in this Counter Cafe think
no.
that Jason Dick is still big-time radio shot.
So I would say,
everybody on me!
Despite unemployment despair and most of the entourage being cut from scholarship, Bumbleina, for the most part, I'm going to say, has still been living the sweet life, all right?
I'll tell you this. We can call the show whatever you want if we put me back on scholarship.
What? Oh, okay.
Just throwing that out there.
We'll see. I have been making her split the cost of going to the movies.
That's a major expense.
Terrible.
These days.
Total poor negotiation on her part because I buy the tickets, she buys the snacks, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm gonna get like $27 worth of popcorn. Okay,
yeah,
you should be aware. But that decision was only made because she refuses to sneak stuff into the movie theater. She's like, why do I have to do it? I was like, you're the woman. You have a purse, okay? This is the time where you pull your weight, all right? I have to. You don't want me to walk in with a thing of gummy bears taped to my taint, okay? Stick them in your purse. That's going to be a piece of cake. And she says, I'll just pay for the snacks. And so I feel like she's
good.
Getting the worst.
Good for her. You know what? I'm imagining you like making her pretend to be pregnant, and it's just a big bag of popcorn there. But I know that you would never bring in your own popcorn
because you need
that teenager.
That's the reason that we're going to the movies is to
you
get
need
movie
the professionals
movies,
to do
movie
the popcorn,
theater popcorn. But, okay, it's not because I want to see this abomination of a new Ninja Turtles movie. Unfruitful aside, the point is she didn't offer to pay for her brunch. Okay, she
just the drink.
She didn't throw in a card and say, "Let me get this one, darling." She just knew that I am such a slave for efficiency that I'm like, why would you order a drink and not finish it? That I was going to be upset about that. So she offered to pay me $12 for the Bloody Mary only.
You know what? $12 to avoid an argument with you, that's a deal.
No, okay, she's starting an argument. Okay?
No. She knows right. that you're going to complain that she did not finish that Bloody Mary. She's been with you too long.
She has been with me long enough to know mm-hmm. that while I would be annoyed at her not finishing the Bloody Mary, I am more annoyed by her offering to pay for said Bloody Mary, but not just the rest of her breakfast. All right? If you're willing to cough up some bucks, then let's just go Dutch every once in a while. Am I the a-hole? Am I the problem?
I'm glad to know that your brain is still broken.
What are you talking about?
You're still fascinated with these inefficiencies and these hypotheticals.
Efficiencies. Efficiencies, okay?
Inefficiencies you're fascinated with.
At 101X, Morning X, you can vote. Who's the a-hole? It's Bumbleina. Sorry, darling. I love you.
The Morning X. Nick.
Need your help, guys. Okay, let's pretend this is a safe space and you're not at all about to make fun of me for not being a real adult. But we told you, I think it was last week, we got into a philosophical argument about whether the left or right side of a duplex is A or B, etc. Because mine is, I live on the left side. It's, if you're looking at it from the street, it's the left side, but it's A. And Jason was saying, well, no, that's weird. You read left to right, so that makes sense that it's A. And I was like, yeah, but the street numbers go the other way, so the A's and the B's should go to follow the numbers. You know, that just seems, I don't know. It just, honestly, I never thought about it. I was just like, I just feel like a B house. And you guys determined that I'm crazy and that's stupid, but perhaps I have been vindicated. Because I have a missing package. I ordered some protein cookies from Amazon. It was supposed to be delivered. Here, spoiler alert. It was delivered on the 19th, but even though it clearly says A on the Amazon instructions, they delivered it to the B side house. And I know this because they sent me a picture of the delivery confirmation that has a B on the door. And so I told you guys at the time that this happens all the time where the delivery people get very confused about A and B, and I don't know what the deal is. Maybe I need to get... For Christmas, can somebody get me a large A? I need a bigger A for my side of the house so they can see it. That is, anyway, here's the deal. That picture that was sent to me of it being delivered to side B, that happened on the 19th. It is now the 28th, spoiler alert. And so I think that it's probably too late to go over there and be like, hey, do you have my protein cookies? Hello? I need them for in the morning. And I know a lot of you guys are thinking, like, Nick, just stop being a wuss and go over there and talk to your neighbors. But here's the deal, is that I don't know exactly what's going on over there, but I think somebody is running a bootleg halfway house, which I'm going to tell you right now, I got no problem with, okay? I have no problem with people who are out of prison or trying to recover from drugs or just down on their luck living together in what is hopefully cheap. I totally understand that in Austin, Texas. But I don't know who to go talk to, and I go over there. First of all, I mean, look, there's going to be like a non-0% chance that I'm not going to be able to communicate with whoever person answers the door. So that's already going to be in a weird hole. But then if I say, hey, do you have my protein cookies? If there's like, I swear to God, there's like 12 people living there. Again, no problem with that. You cram however many people you want there, put as many bunk beds. If you're trying to split the rent in Austin, Texas, I get it. It's outrageous. The rent is too damn high. But I go in there, I'm like, hey, do you have my protein cookies? And they're going to be like, oh, no, I don't. I'm like, okay, well, can you ask one of the other 11 people that live here if they have them? And the answer is they probably already ate them all. They probably all sit there and shared a delicious protein cookie. They're all ready to go work out and pumped up and full of vim and vigor. But meanwhile, what do I do? Okay, I'm out $50 because I don't have protein cookies. And I know I could go, everybody says, well, just tell Amazon and they will do it. I've never had to do that. This will be my first time having a package that I did not get and that the neighbors did not helpfully say, here, this came to us, it's yours, obviously, because it says your name on it and it says not our address on it. So I don't know how to do it. Okay, I've never had to do it. I'm not a big Amazon person. I prefer just going into a Target and buying whatever I need. However, I was trying to save on protein, blah, 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 trying to eat right, all these things. And so that's why I'm in this predicament I don't know the options to go. I told Amazon that I had a poor delivery experience. And then they said, how come? And then I tried to go check the picture and make sure that it definitely said side B and not side A and that I wasn't porch pirated and that it was delivered to the other side. And now I can't get back to that part. And so I guess they just logged my thumbs down review. There's lots of options for why I went to return them, including missing parts. I mean, yeah, the entire thing is missing. Does that count as missing parts? What do I put down? Doesn't seem like there's an option. It's also not my Amazon account. I don't want to get my old roommate dinged on his Amazon account for a fraudulent mispack. I don't know what to do, guys. Help me out.
The Morning X.
All right, so I had some protein cookies misdelivered to the other side of the one of my neighbors. It's a duplex situation, A, B, et cetera, et cetera. And I asked for your advice on how to get, because I know that they have my protein cookies, and nobody wants to handle that conflict resolution, but a lot of people are chiming in that you got to add like a special instructions on the delivery instructions for them to not make a mistake. And I'm like, well, they have the address right there, so they should just look at the address. They should just look at the door. The door literally says B. The other one says A. And, you know, but I guess I will add instructions. Now, should I just sit there and say it's the left side like I do when I order a pizza from Gaddy's and so that they go to the right house? Or do I just, you know, do I go full passive-aggressive Jason Dick style and say special delivery instructions, don't be a dumbass? Is that enough? Or do I need to, you know, don't be the dumbass and deliver it to the right address? Is that a helpful instruction there, Amazon drivers? How do I get my protein cookies back or my money back? That's what I need help with, people. I can handle the problems in the future. It's just go to the store. Go to the physical store. That's it. All right. Let's see here. Matt from D.C., speaking of domestic issues and problems and troubles, that sounded more serious than I meant it to. He says, can we get an update on the car and garbage can situation? Now, my car and garbage cans are pretty much fine, so I assume you're talking about Jason, an update on his relatable brand automobile that was damaged in the hail and the garbage can situation. Well, if you don't know what he's talking about, this special clip will explain everything.
Morning X, Rewind.
Every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack.
This week on the Bumbles, Bumbalitos say the darndest things, but they also do the dumbest things. Don't talk over the announcer voice guy who's telling you what's coming up in this week's edition of the Bumbles. Okay, here's the plan, guys. I'm going to tell you a couple of adorable things that my girlfriend's kid said to me so we can all laugh and have a good time and be like, look at this little wild card. And then I'm going to tell you a thing that I did and ask you an inappropriate question to ask about a child. All right? Now I made it seem inappropriate, just like responsible or not correct from a parent-adjacent type figure like me.
For the record, you enjoy it when Bumbalitos say the darndest things.
Like, yeah.
That's arguably the best part about being a pseudo-stepfather
probably,
to this child.
Probably, yeah.
So I think like this is, I'm going to preemptively just say that this is one of those, you can't have the good without the bad, the light with the darkness.
Sweet and sour speech, I
exactly.
See. Exactly. Okay. Sure, if you say so, buddy. So, I pick him up from school most days. Thanks for your assist on that Friday, Nick.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
Yeah. I pick him up from school most days.
Thanks for the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Sometimes we ride home in silence. Sometimes we, have engaging conversations. Sometimes I talk to him while his AirPods are in, and I don't know, and he doesn't hear any of those things.
I found it totally easy to drag answers out of him. Yeah. I didn't know he was taking Japanese.
Oh, yeah, he's taking Japanese.
Yeah, you make it sound like a big deal.
Nah. That's my Japanese. Every day, Friday, it finally worked because I was really just paying you off, not him. But every day he asked me for some sort of fast food on the way home.
Yeah.
All right. And every day I have planned a nutritious meal. So we are not going to stop for fast food. There's going to be a real dinner.
No.
We're passing the Popeyes. This is the middle of last week. And he's like, Jason, can we get Popeyes? And I was like, no, we're not getting Popeyes. Okay. We're going to have real food at home. And he goes, Jason, do you not think you can eat Popeyes because you think you're fat? And I said, all right, you just watched Napoleon Dynamite? What's going on here? No, that's not the case. But he goes, because I could eat Popeyes and you could get two Diet Cokes. And I was like, two?
Because you're being extra healthy?
Diet Cokes? I don't understand. I don't know. I tell you, this was like a month or some ago because I had just gotten that rental car. And I remember felt slightly bad, but not bad at all, about eating Taco Bell in it. But I had eaten one Chipotle Ranch grilled chicken burrito. Healthy option from the Taco Bell menu, kids. Like 3 hours before picking him up, he gets in the car and he just goes, you went to Taco Bell without me. And I said, I do a lot of things without you, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, basically the entire, most of my life I'm doing without you. So, yeah.
The fact that hurts him, okay?
You thought that you were supposed to be included in this Taco Bell venture. Sorry, can't do it. But, yeah, so sometimes he says things that are just so hilarious to me. I'm like, is this kid a professional comedian, okay? Is this kid? And then he does things sometimes where I'm like, Is he trolling me? Mm-hmm. Is he busting on me? What's going on here? It was Thursday night. We had just had a birthday dinner with my mom. Okay. Mm-hmm. We return home. We pulled the car into the garage. Okay. Yeah. He knows the car is in the garage. His mom asks him to take the trash down the hill to the street because it's trash day on Friday. He complies. He's a very helpful young man. Takes the trash down, all right? We're already inside. I don't see it, but yeah, he took the trash down to the street. It was at 5:30 a.m. on Friday that I realized he wheeled the trash can to the bottom of the hill, and he put it dead center in the middle of the driveway. Dead right in the middle of the driveway, okay? Mm-hmm. There's no...
I don't see what the problem is.
There's no angling my way around it when I'm backing out of the garage, okay?
Oh.
I now have to walk down the hill and move the trash can to the side, which is not a big deal, okay? It's fine. I have to walk up and down hills all the time, all right?
But yours is especially treacherous.
It is.
Especially
it is dangerous.
In the dark.
Yeah, it was a little rainy.
You're lucky to be alive.
As well. My question is, when he puts the trash can right in the center of the driveway, when he knows that I have to back out of the garage, okay? This is an inappropriate question I know to ask about a child. Dumbass, jackass, okay? Those are the only two options, okay? Either he's stupid and doesn't understand that the car that we just parked seconds ago is going to be an obstacle, or he's like, this will be hilarious. I'm going to put the trash can right behind Jason's car. Then he has to move it. Then
I'm
he
glad
has to
you
walk
mentioned
down
there's
and
only
move
two
it.
Options.
Dumbass,
so
jackass.
I don't put a comedy third option on the poll at 101X Morning X.
Oh, okay. We have a poll.
Yes. Look, I forget the exact quote now, but it's something about like, don't attribute to malice what can be explained with dumbassery.
Right.
Which basically means that if the options are somebody does something to be a dick or they're just stupid, it's usually stupid.
It's stupid?
It's usually stupid.
See,
like, he's not like he doesn't realize.
How can he not realize?
Because he's not in charge of driving.
He's 15 years
old. Driving a vehicle, pulling out of the driveway, and going down the street. Like, that's not in his common everyday things that he has to be concerned with, okay? He has people for that.
He has people.
That goes in and out of his brain immediately. Anything to do with a car right now. So, yeah, he's just...
I don't...
Now, I hope that he sit there and he rubbed his hands together. Yeah. And he's like, ha, ha, ha.
See, that's the other
this
thing, too.
This will get Jason for banging my mom later tonight.
Wow.
Wow.
The Morning X.
Don't do it is what Jason would say if he were here today. However, he's not. So there's nobody here to stop me from crapping all over a positive, heartwarming, uplifting news story and a little thing we call Don't Nick My News. And an extra degree of difficulty is today I have to both uplift you and then pull the rug out from under you. I'm going to Lucy Van Pelt you. That's right. That's that girl's last name from Peanuts. Anyway, today we are going to go all the way to Japan for today's Don't Nick My News, where they just held last week the first World Cup Championship for Spagomi. You all know Spagomi, but for those of you who don't, that is a new event that this guy invented. It's a combination of the words sport and gomi, which is Japanese for garbage. And it's basically a trash pickup, competitivalized. There we go. Let's see here. It was the event's founder, Kenichi Mamatsuka, says that before he used to go running on his morning runs, and he would pick up litter as he was doing it. And then he realized that by setting goals for himself, he could make it more fun. And that was the start of Spagomi. A formal event was launched in 2008. It has grown so much in popularity that 230 Spagomis were held in Japan this year. I suppose these are just normal Spagomis, not Spagomi World Cup. But that happened, again, like I said, on last 2 weeks ago on Wednesday. And three teams, or 21 teams of three from 21 different countries, took to the streets of Tokyo and designated areas to grab as much rubbish as they possibly could within 1 hour. You got points for different types of trash. And in total, all of the teams picked up over 1,000 pounds of garbage. And sad news, though, Britain was the team that won, not the hometown, any of the hometown teams from Japan. Let's see. Britain made history for winning their first title after earning 9,046.1 points for collecting 126.2 pounds of trash, according to Britain's team captain, Sarah Perry. A lot of the other teams maybe were more ecological and less sport, and we're probably the opposite. But we've taken away so much about how we need to clean up our oceans and reduce litter. So congratulations. Aww. Don't know if that's appropriate, but okay, here, look. I'm not even going to sit here and argue about how this is like a made-up event by some guy just to have idiots come and pick up trash for some sort of perceived sports event. No, that's fine. Picking up trash is good. And if people can org, if they can go viral on the Instagrams for the trash pickup days that used to be a popular thing and I'm sure still are, we can sit here and have a Spagomi World Cup, especially when it has a fun name like Spagomi. I love that. Here's my issue is that it's very clearly the rules say that you cannot run, that you are assigned a 20 or a small area and you have 20 minutes to separate all the trash and everything there. And, 1 hour there. But the rules specifically say you cannot run. So this is a competitive event designed for ecological nerds who aren't good at sports. If they could do other sports, they would be doing other sports. They wouldn't be doing Spagomi. They would just be doing Spo. And so this team from England comes in here, Miss Sarah Perry, who says that the other teams were more ecological and less sport. We're probably the opposite. You're more sport, less ecological. So you're just a bunch of athletes from the UK who are tired of losing in the Olympics to other more athletic countries like America and China and Russia and Germany and probably Switzerland if it's the Winter Olympics and now we're getting really profiley, but that's fine. My point is you came in and you tried to dominate this nerd's ecological challenge and I don't respect your title. Asterisk, if you ask me, in the world's first Spagomi World Cup. Now, luckily, they're going to be doing another one, will be held in Tokyo in 2025. So you've got, what is that, two years to figure out how to keep this to the nerds and not let these athletes come in and pick up trash, okay? You do that on your own as Mr. Mamasuka did. Just do that on your normal morning run, okay? That's where you guys can pick up trash, athletes.
The Morning X.